Today, as we begin this season of Lent, it is an opportunity for us. Sorry, there we go. It is a heck of an opportunity for us to really look at ourselves and to look at where we are in our relationship to God, and to use these next 40 days as an opportunity to reestablish that relationship. I mainly want to focus on the first reading and on the gospel. This reading that we hear from the prophet Joel, we hear God speaking to the people, and what has happened is the Lord is using the prophet Joel as a way of trying to tell the people that they have walked away from God. And the way that Joel does this is by saying to them this line, which sounded a little strange, but it said, when it was speaking, it said, "Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep and say, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations.' Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?'" And what Joel means by that is what was happening with the people of God is that to the other nations surrounding them, they didn't appear to be a people of God because they had abandoned God. There was nothing different about them. And what God is trying to remind the people of Israel is, you are different. And don't forget that you are different. And my dear brothers and sisters, this reading is meant to force us to ask ourselves, when the nations around us see us, when the people around us see us, do they see that we are different? Or have we allowed ourselves to become no different than the world? Have we, and what do I mean by that? When people see the way we work or the way we live our lives, whether it be our moral life or our financial life or the way we do business or the way we encounter people in our jobs, do they see in us Christians? Do they encounter in us God? Because God, Joel is saying to the people, look, what has happened is that when people encounter you now, they no longer encounter God. You have lost it. And it's time to regain it. And it's time to ask ourselves, do we live as the world lives? Have we become consumed by the need to have things? Have we become consumed by the need to have comforts and money and power and riches and fame? Is that what we have become consumed by? Because if that is what we have become consumed by, then we are no different from the world. But if we are Christians, then by its very nature, we are different. And so Lent is an opportunity to rediscover, to reignite the desire in us to be different. In his very first encyclical, Pope Benedict XVI, said in a very simple way, he said, being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. In other words, we are not Christian because it sounds like a good idea. We are not Christian because we're making a firm choice. We're make because it's the more ethical thing to do. To be a Christian means that we have encountered Christ, and that encounter has permanently changed our life. And when we were baptized, we became Christians, and in our lives we have encountered Christ, then, my dear brothers and sisters, you and I are called to be different. To not be the same as the world. And so Lent, this is why Jesus in the gospel says, don't do things so that people don't fast and give alms and pray so that people see you. But do it so that it establishes a serious change in you. That is why we have these 40 days to spend more time in prayer, to spend more time fasting, to spend more time in giving alms, because those are the tools, those are the pillars that the church gives us so that we could reignite in us the desire to be Christian. To be different. My dear brothers and sisters, my prayer for you and for myself, and I hope that our prayer for each other is that we don't take, because, you know, today is much like it's the Catholic version of the New Year. And what do I mean by that? Is we love to stand around and get very lofty about our Lenten practices. And what I mean by that is then we are completely impractical. Because we say, I'm going to give up eating for the next 40 days. You know how long you will last? 30 minutes. Because your tummy will growl, forget about it. But, so what do I mean by that? Please don't be ridiculous in your Lenten practices. Don't act like you're using your Lenten practices as a favor to God. God doesn't need your Lenten practices. What you do for Lent is not for God. You're not doing God a favor. So spare yourself the anxiety because you are not doing God a favor. Lent is a favor to you. Lent is an opportunity for you and for me. It's an opportunity for us to say, God, it is true, I have walked away from you. It is true that there are areas in my life that are no different than the world. I'm fasting, I'm giving alms, and I'm praying, because I want that to change. So my dear brothers and sisters, in your Lenten practices, do things that are possible, not impossible. That doesn't mean set the bar low. I'm not saying set the bar low, because all of you will use this as an excuse to say, oh, Father Joe says I don't have to give up candy, or I don't have to give up something I like. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that whatever you are doing this Lent, that it be something that produces in us a desire to repent, a desire to leave our old life behind and to turn back to God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as a reminder, now we will receive these ashes, which are a reminder that we are dust and that we are going to return to dust. There was, I don't know if I saw it somewhere on the internet or somebody was saying, there's never a U-Haul behind the Hertz. You'll never see a U-Haul behind the Hertz. You know what, do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? You understand what I mean? Good, I don't have to explain it. And so as we come to receive these ashes, we ask the Lord that we may really take this opportunity, this 40 days, may be may instill in us a true desire to return to the Lord.